Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificant Mikey. Of course, this is your daily podcast about Fortnite. And here we go with another episode, and this is going to be about what to build. So I recently did an episode about building on how to become a pro builder by switching your keybinds or switching your control settings over to the pro builder settings so that you can build faster. But I realize maybe you might want to know what to build and what situation to build them. So I'm going to let you know here. So one thing that I'll start out with, you want to build ramps. One of the reasons why I made ramps, one of the ones that I can reach easily with one finger and switch to easily, is because I want to build with that the most often. So with the stairs or the ramps, what you can do is if you're out in the open, you can build a ramp real quick, and it's covering you. You can use it for cover if somebody's attacking you. If you're getting a shot from somewhere and you're not quite prepared to turn that quick, you build a ramp real quick so it's protecting you. And this will also help you because then you can also, once you figure out where the fire is coming from, you can climb up the ramp and then return fire. If you build a wall right away, it's going to protect you, but you're not going to be able to climb up and see where the, return fire. Again, this probably works better if you already know which direction they're coming from and you can set that up quickly. And here's the other thing you might want to do. This is actually better if you don't know where the fire is coming from. Build four walls around you really quick so that you're protected on all sides. And then you build the ramp inside of the room that you are in, essentially. And then you can climb up the ramp, walk up the ramp, and peek out to see where your enemy is. And then once you can, then you can return fire. And then at that point, also, if you need a better vantage point, you need to build up higher. You have your room with the ramp, you build a floor, Actually, you have your room with the ramp, build another story of walls above you, then you can build a floor below your feet there, build another ramp, and then you can get higher. And you can just keep going with that as long as you need, however many supplies you have, to give you the best vantage point over your opponent. So when you're doing this, you're going to want to change where you're peeking out of when you're climbing up the ramp. Like if you go to the center of the ramp and then you peek out through the center as you walk up so that you can get a shot at your enemy, you're going to want to then move to the left or the right. If you keep going up the center every time and you haven't eliminated your opponent yet, they're going to know that you're coming up to the center every time. So they're just going to keep their aim right there where you've been coming out the whole time, and they'll actually have the advantage on you. So you're going to go left, right, center. After every time you fire, you switch it up. That way they cannot expect where you're going to be. Okay, and then here's another situation. So you're charging somebody, then you're going to want to build ramps. You're running at them real quick and then start building ramps up, so that you have the high ground. This is going to help give you, a big advantage. A good way to do this, if you're charging somebody, you have a shotgun, especially the pump shotgun, you build over them, they lose track of you, and then you can jump down quickly with your pump shotgun and, hopefully jump from behind them before they can turn around and catch them off by surprise. With the shotgun. Or, if they start backing up, you're still going to have the advantage because they're not going to be able to shoot your whole body if you stay on top of the stairs, because they're not going to be able to shoot at your feet. They're only going to be able to shoot a small target as your upper body as it peeks out over the top of the stairs. But you should have, as long as they've backed up, then you should have full range on their entire body. Now, what else can you do? Say you find yourself in another sticky situation, you don't have a lot of ammo, or you're in a firefight, somebody's firing at you from a long distance, but you don't have a long distance gun. What you can do is build ramps again to also help you get away. If you're close to another building or, you know, a mountainside or whatever, you can build a ramp behind you, build another ramp in front of you, and then start running up the ramp. And as you're running up the ramp, you know, you're building a ramp, you look up so that you can build another ramp on the set of ramps that's behind you, and then look down so that you're building a ramp below your feet, so you can keep going up. And you're basically building, it's kind of like a little tunnel that you're building, so you're going back and forth real quick, building above you, building below you, above you, below you, above you, below you, so that you build a little tunnel as you're running up that's protecting you from behind, whoever's shooting you from behind. They won't be able to get you that way. That's a good way to do it. What else can I think of that is a good strategy for building? I think that's basically, you know, the best idea. So, you know, a little fort that helps you get the advantage, you know, again, four walls, stairs, and then if you need to build up, you build a floor. I mess up again there. So you build four walls, stairs, four walls above that, then the floor, then another set of stairs, and you can just keep repeating that as much as you want to or as much as you need. Again, building ramps out when you're out in the open help protect you, but also, you know, get an advantage on shots as well. And then again, like a little ramp, like tunnel, to help you get out of situations when you're not, you know, when you don't have a good situation to fire from. And again, that's as long as they're behind you. You know, if you have somebody, if you start building that ramp tunnel and they're to the side of you, that's not really going to help you because they're still going to be able to shoot through the side. If they're behind you, that's when the ramp tunnel works, because you're going to be building that ramp above you so that they can't shoot you from behind. All right, guys, that's my tip for today. I want to thank you all again for downloading the show, listening to the show. You know, I'm thinking we're going to hit, you know, I'm going to challenge you guys to start sharing this more with your friends, even more than you are now. I'm a little over 3,000 downloads for the month so far. Bitch, been doing this for 3 weeks. Let's see if we can hit 5,000 listens and downloads this month. I mean, that's pretty great for a podcast that just started 3 weeks ago. I'm pretty sure we're probably the fastest growing Fortnite community going right now. You know, eventually, you know, so I got a Discord server set up. Go join that. Follow the Twitter. Again, those links are in the description of this episode. Also, the link to the YouTube channel. Please, guys, go there and at least subscribe to the channel. You'll get videos eventually. I will start putting up some videos of the tips I'm giving you here on the podcast, as long as I get people subscribing to the YouTube. If nobody goes over and subscribe to the YouTube, I'm not going to make videos. I'm doing my live streams over there, but I don't want to, it takes a lot of time to edit videos, and so I don't know if I really want to take the time to make videos and edit them to give you the tips if nobody's going over there and watching them. But yeah, so you guys let me know. You can also let me know by calling into the show. I'm making this podcast on Anchor. If you download the Anchor app, they have a call-in button that you can use to call into the show for free and leave a message and, you know, let me know that way. Is that something you're interested in? Give me any other type of message that you want. You might get your message played on the show. That's another great thing about the Anchor app, is that, you know, it allows you to directly insert phone calls into your show. Again, I want to thank Max Boomer and Lil Salad Bar for leaving iTunes reviews. I hope the rest of you go over there and, you know, give it a 5-star rating and write a review, just like Max Boomer 23 and Lil Sad Bar have done. All right, guys. Hope you enjoy this tip about building and what to build in different types of situations, so that you can find yourself, you know, getting those victory royales. Have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.
The The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.